in Western Portugal today for a nice bright morning for the European Cross Country Championships. And Ireland, just to say straight away, Ireland have done extremely well, but our main concentration is always going to be on our local athletes. And we had Keelan McFadden from Cranford, and we had Amy Green from Finn Valley representing us in various teams out there. And let's start with Amy Green. She was the second Irish girl home in the Under 23 Championships, but more importantly, indeed, on this occasion, the team was fifth. But more importantly, really, was the fact that she finished 20th. That's a very, very solid quality performance. She came through extremely strongly in the last couple of K, and and just to underline, of course, that these are the best young Under 23 athletes in Europe, and it just underlines what a season that she's had. You know, she was seventh in the National Senior Cross Country Championships, led Finn Valley to the silver medals, and today she kind of underlined that progress, really, and finishing 20th, as I say. Now, getting into the top 20 is really a target. Everybody has their own personal targets, of course, and that would have been a big, big target for her, and, achieved, big time achieved, and she'll be happy with that, but she did great confidence out of that, and she will now, of course, lead Finn Valley back to Portugal in the first weekend in February to compete in the European Champions Cup, because Finn Valley have qualified to represent Ireland in that event, and that'll give her another opportunity to compete at that level. And for a young athlete, and for young athletes like both of these, they need to be in quality races. They need to be, it's all right running at home, it's all right doing well at home, it's all right running well in Donegal or Ireland, but you've got to get out of the big bad world, and you've got to really sometimes get your ass kicked, and that has to be done. And in some ways, that was the situation with Keelan today. That was his first ever race at that level, at European Championship level, under 20 on this occasion. He finished 35th, and he's eligible for that race next year. And he needs that experience. He is, of course, pretty much the best in his age group in Ireland, but the real factor is, you've got to step it up, and you've got to keep coming back, and you've got to keep coming back. And this is exactly what Keane's got to do. And today was 35th. I think he was third Irish. And as I say, he's eligible next year again. And the experience and the confidence and the environment that he's been in over the last few days will have brought him on no end. So, Cranford can be proud of him, have been proud of him over the years. And no doubt they will encourage him forward now into the new year. And then, of course, he's off to Villanova. And we hope to see him back in Serbia next year in at this particular meet with the experience gained here today. But a big, big run from Amy Green, and as I say, she's off to Portugal again in February, and she's just got to keep building and building, and she is. She actually is, and a DCU student. She spent, I know from the conversations we have that she's just into this big time, and she's very, very ambitious for herself, as indeed is Keelan. So that's a total requirement from both of them, that they want to do well, that they're really prepared to work hard to do well, and we have two good young athletes here in Donegal that are prepared to do that. So that was their story. What about Ireland in general? Well, Nick Griggs, a County Tyrone athlete, he led Ireland in the under-23s. He won the gold medal, and for him personally, this is a big deal, because he'd finished second on the track at European level in both cross-country and track previously, and then to win individually, to lead the team to gold, that was a big story for Ireland today, the biggest story indeed for Ireland today. What else happened? Well, the senior men, they finished second, led by a young fellow called Jack O'Leary from Mullingar. That is the best result they've brought back in about 25, 26 years from this level of competition. So big, 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 big result there as well. And a young girl called Emma Hickey got third in the under 20 ladies. So that's overall, and some other individual good performance. Fiona Everett, top 10 in the senior women. She won in Derry in the national cross country, of course. So she again, put on a good performance. And what tends to happen with the like of her, she has no great track pedigree behind her, and she was running today with athletes that have qualified for major track events. And, you know, this, she'll look around her and she'll say, well, there you are today, I've done this. And some others will as well. And they'll say, well, I can qualify for the next big championship at European level, which is the European Outdoor Championships in Birmingham later in the summer. But a good day for Ireland, a really, really, really good day for, a positive day for Amy Green, and a really great learning experience and a confidence booster as well to be in this environment for Cailin McFadden, two athletes that we've been very proud of over the last few months and years indeed. So a good day all round, and pretty happy with both of them, and pretty happy that Ireland have done so well.